What's up, family? Welcome back to the Stop Sinking Show, where we go from struggle to flow. I had a friend ask me the other day if I felt that I am guided and protected, and how it felt if I did feel that way, and can I describe it? This is going to be my attempt to do that and pose the same questions to you in return. And if you're not into the spiritual stuff or believe in that there are some forces of the universe that guide us, don't worry. There's still something in here for you that you might get something out of, even if you're skeptical. And no, not because I'm trying to appeal to one side or the other side, but because I don't have a horse in a race. It's more so because you will see me struggle with the same two parts of me that debate this as well. First, do I believe that I am guided and protected? Now, from the most animalistic, prehistoric part of my brain, the lizard part of my brain, also the one that is very emotional and short-sighted, I want to say no, because my wants exceed my haves. My imagination exceeds my reality. And so in some way, if I am guided, I think the guidance is poor, and I would think I would have way more of what I want in life than what I actually currently do in this exact moment. Because if I only took it from the narrow scope of judging by my insatiable desires and have they been met, I don't think I will ever be or feel satisfied enough with the protection and guidance and support, because I think I will outpace all of that, and I feel I should always be receiving more from the universe than I currently am. And then this is where there is a leap into the wilderness of faith, because part of the guidance is by design towards a road ahead. So if you fall out of the narrow scope of what's just happening right now and what you're being satisfied with in this exact second, part of the guidance by design is towards a road ahead. So you have to take an expansive timeline into account. And that road ahead is unknown and unseen by us. And a lot of it is just walking in the dark. Actually, maybe even questioning if you are being guided, because the desert has lasted 40 years and your resolve has been tested, and your belief, if there even is a promised land, is brought under scrutiny, is brought under question. And such is the relationship with the universe if you want to have one. It isn't set up to be a deliverer of goodies. More so, it is set up to be a call to adventure, illuminating and pulling you towards just enough of a direction to expand you. And I'll go into why it does that later on and what direction it takes you into later on. So while my lizard brain that is only optimizing for this moment cannot tie its belief to anything outside of this moment and will not be satisfied with any explanation that asks me to think about the road ahead if I'm not getting what I want out of life in the guidance that I'm supposed to be getting right now in this moment, then I want to discount all of that. But the more evolved version of me has to take into account the collection of me through time, all of me through time, as something to be grounded to. So it's hard to answer what I believe, but I act as if I am being guided, because the belief can oscillate in the emotional switches between these two parts of me. The one that yearns and cries to be taken out of his current pain versus the one that sees and believes that there is cause and purpose to it all, or takes on the responsibility to make it have purpose and cause so that nothing is lost or in vain. So it doesn't matter what I believe, I act as if everything that is happening is adding towards something I'm making it add to, even if it isn't being automatically added. Because if not, I am going through it for no reason. Does this sound like something that you go through? Do you feel protected and guided at all times? And do you ever question it? Now, can you think about a time when you felt guided? How did it feel during those times? Were you at peace? There are times that I've felt guided when I'm in flow. The times I'm writing and it is no longer me who is doing the writing. I've noticed that my handwriting on the page changes when I get into this flow state. It is something else coming through and I'm no longer in the way. Whatever you want to call that. Or the times I speak or connect or love and the most purest parts of me come out that I don't even know that I have that come through. Because I cannot take ownership for these parts and call them up at will, I consider that guidance. Maybe it's just epigenetics and parts of my DNA or neurons turning on when I'm put in certain situations. I don't have to believe in the magic of it to witness the reality that it happens. We can call it whatever you want. It doesn't change the out-of-body experience that it is to watch your fingers play the guitar by themselves or almost watch yourself as your hands move faster and different than they ever have or ever can through effort. All the time, though, it doesn't always feel like flow or nice and easy. Sometimes it feels excruciatingly painful. Sometimes it's abrupt endings or beginnings. Sometimes it's drastic shifts and pushes. Sometimes it's violent. Many times it's out of my hands. Guided? Yeah. Feeling protected in those moments? No, maybe not in the moment. And even with some recent things that are still up in the air, don't know yet if they will be adding up to protection. Guidance, maybe I can do something about salvaging whatever has happened. Do I feel like I am protected? We'll see. Maybe in the moment you don't feel that. But in hindsight, some things have resolved to prove the guidance and the protection. And others I've had to consciously make the best of as to not waste the lesson in the pain. Go back all the way to episode 95, Does Everything Happen for a Reason, if you want to hear my thoughts on what I believe if something is happening to us and how to not lose the lesson in that and how it's up to us to make sure something happens for a reason. Either way, they have contributed to the fullness of my being, everything that has happened. So it would be difficult to feel more complex or complete without them, no matter how painful. Whether you believe this in the terms of the universe or some other colloquial or secular term that suits you, the fact that remains is this. We all have voids, deficiencies, shortcomings, nature or nurture. They exist. And we will create a world around us that caters to those deficiencies and creates specific patterns of problems from those tendencies. And just the force or energy that this creates in your life is almost a vortex in which it brings up new challenges and situations that emerge to push you towards expansion, towards filling those exact voids, patching those deficiencies, overcoming those shortcomings. You yourself are the universe. You are creating all of this. And everywhere you fall short, you create the energetic shift, the pull towards a situation in which parts of you are demanded to come to life to level you up to the next stage of your development. You are doing this. Whether you want to consider this guidance by some deity that sits in the sky, or you consider yourself the deity, it matters very little to the actual fact that its equilibrium must be maintained. That the energy added to the system creates an equal and opposite energy, and thus begins the cycle of its rebalance. Whether you prefer to lean on your piety or physics, life is saying, let go or be dragged. You will move. You will expand, whether you like it or not. I love you, family. Stay true, always. I'll see you on the next show.